Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
This morning we are going to continue our series on prayer. And we are talking about Company Prayer Power Part 2. Company Prayer Power Part 2. We will take our text from Exodus chapter 17, verse number 8 to 13. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Praise the Lord. We are talking about Company Prayer Power. Please take your seat. Company Prayer Power Part 2. In the Part 1, we studied about the fact that this is a season of teams. And there are dimensions of prayer that you do as an individual. And then God also expects us to have our own company where we withdraw to when we come under threats, and where we want God to give us certain effect, you know, of result or of prayer. In this morning session, once we are in the company prayer power, we are looking at what we do together and the kind of effect they generate in the place, in the supernatural realm. Praise the Lord. Because like we have said, there are dimensions of prayer that is individualistic, and then there are also dimensions that have been left in the realm of corporate prayer. So here, the people of God are on their way to the promised land. They get to Rephidim, and they are confronted by Amalek. Amalek is very occultic nation. They practice all manner of dark arts in controlling things. And so Moses, being very cognizant about their operations, told Joshua, maybe also about the fact that age had also set in at some point in time. But I believe strongly that if you look at the phases of Moses' ministry, he had actually come to a point in leadership and where he had to take that posture and that position. Not necessarily because he was old in age or he didn't want to go to the battlefield. But if you look at Moses' leadership, you'll find out that he started as a shepherd and he needed to be behind the people at one phase of his leadership. At another phase, he needed to be in the people or amongst the people. So when he was even prophesying, he said that God said, I will choose a prophet from amongst you. And so there are different phases of leadership. Then there was a time where at a certain phase, when he had raised a number of leaders, he had to be ahead of the congregation. He was leading them from the front. But at this particular level, he had gotten to a time or a phase in leadership that he needed to lead them from the top. Not from just in front of them, but above them, from the top of the mountain. Say four phases. Behind, within, ahead, and on top of them. And this is going to also be the different phases that every child of God, that God has committed something into your hands, you are going to have to follow through. Are you here with me at all? And they come with their different dynamics, but that's not the issue for discussion today. So even as a mother, as a father, as a husband, as a wife, as a pastor, as a leader, as a church leader, a corporate leader, you are going to have to follow through a certain phases of leadership, in your sole proprietorship, entrepreneurship, and all of that. So when it gets to that point where you want to see a certain level of productivity and victories, you have to go to the top of the mountain. You have to lead from a supernatural space. You cannot continue to lead your business from a strategy space. You have to get to that point where you generate your results from a supernatural space. And in that supernatural space, there is room for you to be there alone, and then there is also room for you to be there with a team. And so you see that even Jesus, when he went to the garden to pray, he went there with a team. He went there with the disciples, some of the disciples, and he came back from prayer. Every hour he came back and he said, you could not tarry with me just for an hour. So in his mind, the original purpose for going there with the team was for them to stand with him in prayer at least for an hour. Every time he came, he was expecting to see them standing with him in prayer. If you are here, say, I am here. So Moses tells Joshua that, Joshua, I want you to gather fighting men and go to the field. Anybody who is doing something on the field must understand this. If you are doing something, you are marrying, you are on the field. You are in business, you are on the field. You are in corporate, you are on the field. If you are doing anything at all, once you are here on earth and you want something to count for your life, you are a field man. And so Moses said, go to the field, gather fighting men, and then tomorrow I will also position myself on top of the mountain, and then I will just do some prayer dynamics, and then we will see some very wonderful results in our space. I want to admonish that strategy on the field is not the only reason why we will succeed as children of God. Moses has asked Joshua and the fighting men to fight. We need a combo, a combination of men who are working on the field and men who are working on top of the mountain. Whenever you are on the field with salesmen, marketers, destiny helpers, the battle that is happening, the barriers that are people are facing on the field can be controlled by a company prayer power on top of the mountain. So Moses went to the mountain and said, you fight in the valley, I'm going to fight on top of the mountain. Tell somebody, we need a lot more people on top of the mountain. One more time. Ask them, do you have people on top of the mountain? Are you part of the people on top of the mountain? And tell them, if you are not represented on the mountaintop, in a company of prayerful people, you have no business with success on the field. Say, hey, shh. So Moses went to the top of the mountain. He went there with Aaron, and he went there with her. So these were priests that were his assistants, that were praying with him on top of the mountain. Long story short, the Bible said that Moses lifted up his hands in prayer, and as long as his hands were held up, Joshua and the troops succeeded or defeated Amalek in the valley on the field. And when his hands grew weary, they grew tired, and he brought them down, the people of God were being pushed back and they were being defeated. Then they put a stone under his hands and held his hands firm. And when they did that, they still didn't leave his hands. Please, no matter who you are, you have to understand that Moses is very anointed. Moses is so anointed that God was very cautious that when Moses died, he said, I'm not leaving the body of Moses here. I'm carrying the body of Moses to wherever I'm carrying it to, because if I leave it here on earth, human beings will worship it. Yes, even devils, demons came around trying to claim the body. Are you here with me at all? And God said, no, this guy is so anointed that if I leave him here, demons will take over, human beings will go and worship, and they will leave me and they worship this guy's body. So we don't know where he placed the body, but he took it away. That is how anointed Moses was. God said, there are dimensions of prophets. Some I speak to them in visions and in dreams. But when it comes to Moses, it's face-to-face matter. This guy, had an opportunity for God to reveal to him a certain aspect of his personality. Moses is not a regular pastor. He's so anointed. He's so spiritually endowed. He had been exposed to a dimension of grace. And yet, when he wanted to turn the battle against occulted forces, Moses did not go to the mountaintop alone. Please, let me say that no matter how anointed you are, there are certain dimensions of victories. There are certain effects that you can only generate when you have a mind to work with a team. When you have a mind to work with a company of like-minded brethren, spiritual people, husband and wife coming together, CEO and workers coming together. If you are here, say I am here. Pastors coming together, praying with church people, intercessors, pastors praying together, members praying together, intercessors praying together. Listen, undergirding every serious success on the field is a potent intercessory prayer. In the high places, that the successes in the field are fueled spiritually by a team of firebrands who are praying and seeking the Lord in a secluded place with one focus, that we are turning the battle against the enemy not from the field but from an heavenly perspective. If a church lacks intercessors with this mindset, if a ministry lacks prayerful people with this mindset, if a marriage lacks this prayer mindset, if a business lacks it, you, Amalek will prevail against you, I'm telling you. And people are not coming into the market with their normal eyes. Selling tomatoes, people are already using witchcraft power. Pepe, they are using witchcraft power. In your workplace, before people come, they have chanted kusu. Before come, do you understand kusuism in the Greek? They have chanted very heavily before coming. They are doing cleaning in the office and they have already chanted. That is why somebody who is at the bottom of the chain can control someone who is at the top. Because the person at the top, all they have is the five senses operating for them and their intelligence. I'm telling you that when you come to the spiritual portal, intelligence has small value. Strategy has small value. Do you know that the woman with the small pot of oil, the oil had always been in the house? The prophet's wife who was crying, it had always been there until spiritual value came upon what was already in the house. Until spiritual value came upon the rod of Moses, nothing happened. I'm telling you that if you're a child of God, spiritual value will propel you into success more than your network, more than the people who say they love you and they are going to do things for you. Spiritual value will propel you more than your great strategy and sharp plans. One of the most wasted people in this life are people who have creative ideas. Creativity without spirituality is equal to frustration, depression, anxiety. It's equal to what? I see some of you are giving the end of the equation. Bring it on, baby. Praise the Lord. People are going nowhere because they don't understand that you have to generate the power from a spiritual perspective first, so that the valley can encounter victory. Now Moses went up there and said that I'm not going up there alone. I'm going to sit up there with some heavy people. Everybody here must have a company of like-minded people you pray with. From your personal life to your family life to your corporate or ministerial life, there must be this company you can redraw to. When you are facing Amalek and facing certain confrontations, facing certain barriers in the spirit realm, if you make yourself a lone ranger, you would die early.
You will die before your time. Your dreams will die. You won't get to the promised land. Because if they had jogged with this Amalek, they wouldn't have gotten to the promised. Are you here with me at all? The reason why so many people are broken down on a journey that God set them on is because they have decided that they are independent minded, especially when they are supposed to be being in a team. When they are supposed to be in a company, they always like to withdraw to themselves when they are supposed to engage. And one of the reasons why people feel like they can always withdraw and be successful is because they think they are special. You think you are Moses? Jesus didn't go to the garden alone. Paul called for prayer. Paul, he took an offering basket. And he went from church to church and said, pray for us, oh, pray for us. And Paul is a man who didn't get converted by somebody preaching to. Jesus met him himself. He was so blessed that he went to dimensions in the supernatural that he heard voices that he couldn't interpret. Paul is like that. Snake bit him. He shook it. They were expecting him to die. He said, where is the next crusade? Let's go. That guy was so anointed. When they had predicted that he would die, they beat him several times. They would think he is dead and the Holy Ghost will empower him. That is why he would tell them that if the spirit of he that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit that raised him from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. He said, we were stretched beyond limit. Ayama Kotala Ishtakada. This was a man who was dependent on the strength of Jehovah. He had encountered it personally, but he took an offering bowl to churches collecting prayer that they will be able to deliver the mind of God. They will be able to preach because they were encountering people who were not of the faith, wicked people, the personalities of Ephesus, principalities, powers of darkness, imaginary forces in high places, wickedness that wanted to aspire them before the finish of their assignment. And he said, pray for us. If you are beyond corporate prayer, you are nowhere near the neighborhood of longevity and productivity. Some people say, I won't go to the church, I will stay in my house. Listen to me, I warn you today, oh, you are not God. And when principles are set, you cannot choose and pick what you want and what you don't want. If you are following Jesus, you better follow him in its entirety. We call it the whole counsel of God. You will die in the corner. You will die in the corner. You see, you will find out that most of the time, when attacks came against the people of God, their security was in the fact that they were together. Balaam wants to strike them, they are together. And God will not waste everyone together. Are you here with me at all? This one that you are always alone. And you don't have value like that. I'm the apple of God's eye. You have not seen one touch man before. If they burst one eye of God, will he not see again? Don't overestimate your capacity. Are you here with me at all? Elijah was what? A man with like passion. But watch, on that mountain where he was shutting the rain, opening blah blah, he was not there alone. In Tishbe, he was there alone. But to bring the rain down, he was not there on the mountain alone. Somebody was running errands. And he was there walking with people. Don't just make yourself here and there thinking that, oh, blah. Listen to me. Some of the things you are believing God for your marriage, if you got together with like-minded people in the church and pray together, the victory will be easier. The battle will be, are you here with me at all? With less fatalities than you are encountering now. They are cutting you left, right, center, butchering you left, right, center, because you have decided that you are special and you would die in a special way. That's why people don't even feel like being in the midst of the brethren all the time. But look at what Psalm 133 says. He said, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. That togetherness, he says, it produces effects of the blessing of the anointing and makes you become like a refreshed human being on a daily basis because you are part of a whole system. Please notice that we are members of a body, one body. Members of one body. So Moses is on top of the mountain. He's praying with his brothers. Kulasa falata. I learned how to pray by praying with my brothers. My Christian brothers and sisters. Who will pray? Who will pray together 3 hours, 6 hours. Koshala baka baka daka daka da. Initially, I will pray by 2 hours. I have digas and I see my brothers just firing on. But after a while, you know, you build capacity by staying with men and women of capacity. Are you here with me at all? And then, poopum, poopum, poopum. At some point in time, I that learned from them, I'm the one driving them. Are you here with me at all? There is a transmittance, a transference of capacity when you connect to the right company. And we saw it. Moses went up. He showed the way that I'm going to raise my hand and victory is going to come. He showed the way. But after a while, the others were the ones helping him in the way that he showed. His hand grew weary. No matter who you are, no matter how anointed you are, there is a time in your spiritual journey that you may be willing, but you'll be wearied. Bible said, and David got wearied. The man after God's own heart, he became weary. Weary means that you have a mind to do, but your strength does not support. The spirit is willing. But the flesh is weak. Are you here with me at all? No matter how anointed you are, there is a time God will make you see your humanity. And one of the channels to mitigate the weaknesses of your humanity is to get yourself connected with men and women that he has given to you on a spiritual journey. That's why I say, they that are weak, let those who are strong. Because at all times, there will be people who are cold and warm. Not because they went into sin, but that life itself has a way of depleting your resources to a point that you may be willing, but you will lack the resource, the capability to move. I want to go. David was on a battlefield. He almost died. They said, Oga, you are not going for battle again. You are not. No. Stay home. Let's go for the battle. No matter who you are. No matter how special, how your prophetic eyes are sharp, how your discernment is sharp, how your anointed is fresh. Ooh, fresh oil, abo engine pe. No matter who you are, that time will come where God wants you to jump on the bandwagon of a company of people. Kolasa Prakata. I'm about to bring the message home. Are you here with me at all? And Bible said Moses' hands were wearied. Give me that scripture. And they put stones under his hands. He didn't put the stones there. When you need stability in life, in the spiritual place, it will come by a company. The company put stones to steady his hands that were controlling the victory in the valley. If you are an intercessor, I mean, there is a lot that you can do. You can offer encouragement. The prayer, part of the prayer is encouragement. That you are praying with people, you are praying for babies, and they encourage you that, sister, as we are praying, don't lose your faith. Are you here with me at all? Encouragement is part of the prayer. Edification is part of the prayer. Because you may be willing to pray and you are degassed. You are emotionally, you have checked out. Are you here with me at all? You have not backslided. It's just that you are not interested. And it will take your team to tell you that, sister, it doesn't matter your age. We are going to pray with you. We are standing with you until the purposes of God are established. That is steadying your hands with stones. Are you here with me at all? If you are a follower, you are following a leader, one of the things you do is to carry the burden of the leader so that the leader can function. Steadying the hand of your leader. Are you here with me at all? It's not everything that is allowed for leaders to do. You do them so that the leader can take a breather. But as for leadership in the place of prayer, Jesus told them, he said, sleep, let me pray for one more hour. I will come back. Are you here with me at all? One of the reasons why you can continue to sleep is because you have a company praying for you. Oh, you don't understand that one. The disciples could afford to sleep in the season that Jesus called the hour of darkness because somebody was interceding for them. But they were there. I like one church member, elder we had in Cape Coast. He will come to church. When he comes to church and our preaching is going on, he's asleep. Prayer is going on, he's asleep. And then one day, we ask him, he said, why do you always sleep in church? He says, oh, it's better to come to church to sleep than to sleep in the house. That in his house, you know, there are more demons. It is in the church when he comes to church, they are praying on him. He can sleep well. That is even a better way of sleeping. Sometimes you sleep on the floor, you think you are swallowing under the power. But he's in the company. Say, I'm in the company. There is power in being in the company. Your wife, if it's your prayer partner, can strengthen your hand. Your husband is a prayer partner, can strengthen your hand. Your children, are you here? Church folks, pastors, we need to be, when we come together like this and we are praying, we are dealing with Amalek. You can't deal with Amalek alone. No, you can't. We are dealing with Amalek from a high place. And so the Bible said, and even when they had put stones under his hands, they still held the hands together. Please, no amount of stability must make you check out of your company. You didn't hear that one. Oh, okay, we were believing God for babies. And we prayed and the babies came. That's how you check. Watch the scripture. They put stones there and they still held the hands. You cannot check out of your company. You don't check out of your company. Don't check out of your company. Tell somebody, don't check out. Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, one on the side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. That simply means that until what God wants to do in your life in the long term is settled, and your journey comes to an end, you will always have a need to be in a company. Always. Always. Everything was created 2-2. Male, female. Are you here with me at all? Everything 2-2, 2-2, 2-2. Lion, whatever. 2-2, 2-2, 2-2, 2-2. And when God called Noah, he said, call them 2 by 2, 2 by 2. Ubi Amra. Don't be a lone ranger. Can you talk to somebody? It's dangerous to be a lone ranger. Tell somebody that one of the reasons why things are trying to beat you and your journey is not going as has been planned is because you are not regulating things from the top with your company, spiritual company, intercessors, friends, people that you are praying with. You are not joining the church services where we are in a company praying together and God is moving on our behalf. Tell somebody, join the services. It is compulsory. It is not optional. And if you have any idea, that is a very high-minded idea. It's not God's mind. It's not God's mind. none of you here should give birth to children and teach them that they can be in the church in and out like the way you are doing. None of you. Sorry. That amount to a very bad parent. Because that is not how God wants you to raise godly seed. But the way you are doing, if your children were to do this, it would be disastrous. Look at somebody's face, say, change. You don't know Jesus more than you. Hey! We are praying you are in the house. We are in the church, you are watching online. Is the internet for you? We are praying you are relaxing. We are in our company on top of the mountain. Oh, yeah, you are in the valley and you are relaxed. Bible says, woe unto you who are comfortable in Mount Zion. It's a war. This war, if you try to do it alone, look at what David in his badness did to Uriah. He sent a letter to Joab and told Joab that put this guy in front of fire and withdraw from him. He knew that if he had put him in the front of fire and Joab has stayed with Uriah, Uriah will still not die. But it was so important to David that he told Joab that, Joab, Captain Joab, don't just put him in front of fire. Withdraw from him. That withdrawal, making that guy stand there alone without some competence and spiritual capacity around him, that was the danger that took his life away. Because you see, when you think like a lone ranger, what you don't know is that this Uriah, as soldier as he was not as skillful and competent as Joab. Joab is a mighty man. These are people who swing a sword and 1,000 people are dead at one swing. So just have the picture. Uriah thinks that he is shooting enemies. He is there. He shoots one bullet and in his eyes, 100 people are falling. And he doesn't know whether his bullet is killing 100 people at the same time or not. What he doesn't know is that by the time his one bullet will leave his gun, Joab would have released like 500 bullets at a go. He knows how to do it. When you are standing in the face of enemies, please don't lie to yourself that it is your skill and bullet alone taking them down. No. There is a company there that is much more competent, more anointed, bringing in some level of capacity in combination, harnessing the supernatural energy to make enemies fall beyond the bullet you are shooting. You shoot one bullet, 10 falls. Are you not shocked? That distant speed there inside. Sniper past sniper. Are you here with me at all? There are people you are praying with who chase more than just 1,000. And as they are standing with you in prayer, likuta para gada gada, you are killing one by one. They are killing in hundreds. That's why when Joab withdrew, the thousands that he used to kill now were available to shoot him as an easy target. If you want to stand alone, welcome to more fire. Tell somebody, if you want to stand alone, welcome to more fire. It's an exposure for more fire. I'm preaching this thing, it's so deep on my heart. Tell somebody, if you want to stand alone, get ready for more fire. Tell somebody, some politicians who want to block your business, it will not take only your prayers. Are you here with me at all? Go and ask Zoom Lion. He was paying pastors as employees who were praying, that is their 9 to 5. Ask despite every day. The same way people employ witches, he employed pastors. Government come, government goes. They are sorry. You go and read their strategy paper and say, oh, this is Zoom Lion strategy. Who the agro? Agro when it's wrong. The strategy you are seeing, the fire under, they don't report the fire under the strategy. Why do you think he just built a church for Pentecost here in Trasaco, handed over ultramodern, go and see gadget. You want to become Zoom Lion? You are modeling your business after Zoom Lion. Have you seen the structures behind? Structures are not easy to identify. All you are seeing is one more proper. Now go pray. And then any pastor says opera. We have been sweeping since. They were caning you to sweep. Somebody is sweeping, they are paying the person. You were being punished, he is getting paid. Something is happening for that brother. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. These days they all started coming out. How they are addicted to honoring God with tithe. How people are praying for them. How da da da. How da da da. How da da da. You are just having a simplistic mind. Thinking that, oh, Yakosku, we are ninina here. When you come to the field, you see that only fighting men don't win battles. You need intercessors. Bible said that as they were praying, they all lifted their hands. Joshua disconfited Amalek. When you're having victory, something is pushing you. And if you have opportunity to be in that company that is pushing you, don't be doing yeye. Are you here with me at all? And somebody told me how the Zoom Lion will zoom in the prayer himself. Physically, from time to time, in day there with your pastors. Let all of us, you are not the only people praying in tongues. Don't let your money make you secluded. You have become an executive CEO, executive husband, you have become executive wife, you have become executive boss. Okay, they are praying, we are here, we are drinking. Who born dog? Jesus was praying with them. Don't become so big in business that all you are doing is chasing business. So that, oh, I send my tithe, I send my descent. Listen, at some point in time, nobody's tithe is anything in this household. At some point in time, no matter how much your tithe is. Because tithe, you're far. Maybe they call orphanage. It's nothing. The tithe doesn't change. The pastor, it doesn't change. Your tithe, thank God. But you, when Amalek is coming, you know what they told, the people of David told me, they said that the people, they won't bother about us. They will be looking for you. When Amalek is coming, he is not looking for your money. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. That's why you, Numa, must join the company. Be inside. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. We run in, run inside. Don't be too big that you become isolated. Don't be. Oh, say, see, I didn't know coffee. Minya time and ma, sorry. Yeah, minya time and go prayer meeting. Minya time and one prayer. And morning flavor. Say, see, I said, me, the Biana, me, una, me, ya, me, ya. Una, me, ya, ya. Whoa. When you didn't have a good bed, you were sleeping on the floor with proper body pains. You rose up and ran to come and pray. Today you are sleeping on a orthopedic bed. A bed that is massaging you. You now have the English and the grammar to the water bed is watering you. Oh, ayakwatala bahaya. You now have the comfort. Comfort is an enemy. See all this high-minded, I've seen people who were prayerful people went into politics and now began to look down on the company and the assembly that propelled them there. And when evil started coming for them, it ate their kidneys, ate their heart, ate their lives and family, and they now ran back to the church for protection and for preservation again. And some of them, by the time they came back, it was too late. You are here now. God has raised you. Stay humble. Sometimes you see Tobinko preaching on the roadside. The same thing they told him from when he was young in the faith. It's the same thing he's doing. You keep changing, Papa. You are a chameleon. Small thing now, then you have changed. Small dollars, brother. Your $1 million is coming very soon. Say amen. Amen. If you change, eh? So I say, now my kind dollars in this, I'm a kind way, you know. Now, sorry, I'm home. Leave the dollar for there. What is on you is what is causing the victory in the valley. Don't despise the power of a praying company. It will deal with enemies and dynamics in the valley that the people in the valley alone will not be able to control and measure. There are variables that you cannot measure properly until you pay proper attention to. Some intervening variables. You don't know how a smile to a company staff changes their productivity level. All you will do is, oh, training, computer, blah, blah, blah. But there are certain intrinsic attributes that will create productivity that are very difficult to measure. But when they are not there, when they are removed, researchers say that you go to a tipping point when certain social protective elements are removed from the equation. Then you will see that what now was dealing with you there, that the smile was covering, will now push you to take certain actions. And so, but you may not place value on the smile until the smile is not there. Like some of you, you are always doing kumo to your wife. I'm preaching on prayer, so I can't talk about family. Today is my Mother's Day now. Always doing kumo to your mother and to your wife. God forbid, the day you lose your wife, eh? The day you lose your wife, that is the day you will see that, not knowing that you know you needed your wife more than you think your wife needed you. Especially the men here who don't place any value on the company God has given you. Every time you are angry with your wife, how can you be angry with your company? You have been angry for 20 years, but she is still there. Sister, are you going to be angry forever? Sister, are you not tired being angry? Are you not tired speaking anyhow to your wife? Are you not tired? Sister, you are too intelligent to remain stuck and static in your behavior. You need your. I'm preaching on prayer. Let me stay in my zone. Smiling. We are all smiling. You are not smiling. This is the problem. You, when the company is smiling, you smile. They shout. He told them in Jericho. He said that let them shout. He didn't say you alone shout. He said let all of them, when they shout, the wall will come down. It doesn't take, God is the only one who will shout alone. And even that one, he is shouting with the voice of the millions of trumpeters to make his clarion call. Please. I can see you more successful staying in this company called the Keeper's House. When we are praying, you on ground. You know, when we come for prayer meeting, prophecy is not the reason why we come here. It's capacity that makes us sit on top of the mountain to control what is happening in the valley. there are things to control in the valley. There are fighting men. There are marketers who will not make any sales. Until you and your... Are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here? I'm giving you the blueprint for success. So. Most singers are sought to sing alone. We have seen them. There is no big singer who is a lone singer. You always need a team. Now, Uncle Ahina Obeto, will you lead them back at the same time? You are a driver and a mate at the same time. By the time you say, collect, two cities, brah, you crash and die. A mate is important. They were gathered together on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. And suddenly, tell somebody from today, you are my company. This church is my company. From today, as I pray as an individual, I will not miss praying together with you. There is something inside here for us. When we started following our pastors, we were following, most of them were prophets. Most of my friends who got the gift, now we all got a gift too. They were very in a hurry to go and get invitation and go and preach and so forth. Within a short time, they left the fellowship. I saw who one or two be. And I'm sure I said, I'm changing it in from brother to prophet. The people cry, no, move his apostle, is higher. Hey. Charlie, prophet one. Demusa, no muka, hey, brown officer, oh, there be. When young woman be also a sponsor, oh, bona machin commissar, no, I got you milk, Nestle milk, what you milo, we know, muka, no, Brahma, sorry, blah, 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 and Chepia, we were there, we were still fixing canopy for fellowship, leading prayer, intercession. Then they did the prophet bomb conscious and they do deliverance, no casting kakra no atua my hands, casting out. You gushes are out. And Chepia and some of our friends who set off without being fully cooked. They left the fellowship. Almost as a demon said tattoo. And then they brought them, we're doing out. Some of them didn't survive. Some died. Some are not in the ministry. Don't be in a hurry. We start giving you songs to lead in. Now I'm an independent artist. We start giving you prayer to lead, a microphone to lead prayer in church. Smana, watch as I say, Titin, listen. I say, I'm sorry, because who leading out, because I shout here. Who's uncle for shout here? Who is saying, no, you're the sorry, well. When in now. When in now, clear. Catch up, say, when in now, clear. The successes you are getting for being in the company, talk to somebody. They may not be there for you when you leave the company. Now, something happened in the New Testament. The Bible did not record that the apostles came together to pray when James was arrested. The Bible didn't say much about that. But when Peter was arrested, when the death of James hit them hard, so when Peter was arrested, they changed the formula. They said, no, we are not praying in our houses alone. No, let's gather together. And yes sir, the same thing that happened to James will happen to Peter. And truly, Herod was waiting for the Passover to finish that Peter. But when they came together to pray, it was aborted. Are you here with me at all? May evil things be aborted because you are in the company. That amen is not strong at all. Lift up your hand this morning. Say, Father, as we pray together, let the force of Amalek, demonic forces, that are coming up against us before we get to our promised land. As we pray right now, come on, give me an atmosphere. Say, Holy Ghost, let them be destroyed. As we hold our hands in prayer, hold the hand of somebody. Say, as we hold our hands,
as we hold our hands,
and we pray right now,
and we pray right now,
let your power
control the battles
in the valley and on the field,
in the valley and the field,
on our behalf. Any battle against us,
any battle against us,
on the field,
as we hold our hands together,
and we pray together,
as
a company,
let our victory appear
in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and pray? Please give the people something. Shekola paraga da ga da ga da. Eshekole pele ga da ga da. Eshendele pele ga da ga da. Eshole ga pele ga da. I want you to pray. Kole mandosa. Ekora pataya. As a church we pray. Ashekole pele pele pele. Eshokala paraga da sepre da. Eshekole pele ga da ga da. Eshekole ga da ga da ga da. Open your mouth and pray. I come under the power of the Holy Ghost in this collective atmosphere. My God, we position ourselves on the mountaintop from the spiritual realm, and we control things that are happening in the wombs of people, things that are happening in the careers of people. Open your mouth and pray. Father, we take over whatever is happening on the field, in the marital field. We take over as we pray right now. We take over childlessness. We take over barrenness. We take over fibroids. Come on now, disturbances. Sicknesses. We take over stubborn children. Irresponsive children. Irresponsive spouses. Open your mouth and pray. Manipulations in families. We take over. Ayekola pete. Ashele kwata. Itola baraba. Ashele kapelia. Ashele bene. Asantala. And you focus and pray. Some people, your mind is still roaming. Focus and pray. We take over. Amalek against families. Enemies against families, enemies against men, enemies against women in this church, enemies against our work on the field. Open your mouth and pray. We pray right now. Pregnancy shall not be aborted. There shall not be miscarriages. We pray right now. Children shall not die. Marriages shall not collapse. And you open your mouth. Marriages under attack. Those who are already married, and it's under attack. Those who are yet to marry, and it's under attack. As we pray, Lord, let them be scattered. Right now, we break the attacks. We break the manipulations. We break the confrontations. Open your mouth and pray. Mashadaba, Mashagada, Eskolaba, Eshalaba, Lapatala, Atulaba, Asedele, Etelia, Ekalaba, Adalaba, 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 people working
hearts of your people shall prosper, shall prevail. Ashadua, 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 Ashadua,
you prevail.
strength. God shall help you in the strength. You shall prosper. You will not be stranded. You will not be stranded. You shall not be beaten. The thing shall not be taken away from you. Testimonies, clap your hands everywhere. Testimonies, we raise our hands and we declare, let there be openings, let there be testimonies. Mashadaba, ay, 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 Mashash, Mashanagada, Atasasa, Mashasasa, Elepete, Elequata, Impalaha, Mashulaba, Mashadaba, Mashulaba, Etelia. We reverse all the curses of Amalek on your life as they are fighting you and they are cursing you. We reverse their curses. We reverse their arrows. We reverse their force. Their dynamics on the field. They shall not prevail against you. Nothing will prevail against you. Shall fire. Nothing will prevail against you. We reverse their curses. We reverse their arrows. We reverse their decrees. We reverse their demonic activities. I declare right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, may you prevail over every Amalek on your family, on your business, on your health, on your finances, on your ministry. Your position, oh, yeah, on the field of your career, yes, of your business, against your progress, against your rising. May you prevail. May you prevail. Today may they be defeated. Today may they be discomfited. May they be totally annihilated. We declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, Before 30 days, every enemy on the field shall be defeated. Is defeated. You will see victories. You will see breakthroughs. You will see open doors. There shall be testimonies in your workplace, in your career, in your household. Let there be testimonies. Receive the open door. Oh, yeah. Receive the help of Jehovah. Receive open wombs. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey. Shekota laka kapatahas. Lift your hand now. I see the covering of the Father.
Amen.
The covering of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Upon your life.
Yes, Lord.
I see the covering of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Upon your life.
Amen.
I'll give you a cue. Lift your hands now. I see the covering of the Holy Ghost upon your life.
Amen.
May the Lord cover you.
Amen.
May Jehovah cover you.
Amen.
May the Spirit of the Lord cover your ministry.
Amen.
Cover your household.
Amen.
Cover your career.
Amen.
Your business.
Amen.
The work of your hands.
Amen.
Your children on the field of education.
Amen.
And the field of business.
Amen.
May they prevail in the name of Jesus. they shall prevail.
Amen.
You shall prevail.
Amen.
You will not be pushed back.
Amen.
This week there shall not be any pushback.
Amen.
You shall advance in force.
Amen.
You will progress with power.
Amen.
You will prevail over every obstacle.
Amen.
Every Amalek.
Amen.
By the power.
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Lift your hands now. I feel this one. Push it now. Say, Holy Ghost, I prophesy. This week is my week.
My week.
I hear you. Say, this week. I have entered into my company.
Into my company.
Let the oil flow for
let
me.
Let the oil flow for me.
Let the power flow for
let
me.
Let the power flow for
let
me.
Let the testimonies flow.
Let the testimony flow.
Let the victories flow.
Let the business flow.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now lift up your hand and worship the Lord.
Hear me call.
Worship him. Everybody be active. Come on. Worship. Sing it.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.